How's everybody doing today? Good. Okay, so before I dive in, I'm just going to ask you guys a question. How many of you drank a cup of coffee this morning? Had a latte? Any? So over half, right? How many of you tried a new coffee today or like a different anything? So I see no hands or one maybe. Okay, so hold on to that for just a second. So to jump in, I will be talking about Matthew 5, 6. So blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. So what are you filling yourself with? This verse has both physical and spiritual principles to it. Hungering and thirsting is a desire. It's a longing for something. And naturally, we choose to eat or drink something in order to fill that craving, to fill that desire. However, you don't crave something that you've never had. You can't crave something you've never had. So, as we can tell, only one person tried a new cup of coffee today. So we tend to go back to what's natural, what we're used to, I guess. So for those of you who don't know, I work at a pizza place. So I do this too. About 75% of the time, if I get a pizza to eat or take home after work, I go with something that I normally get, which is plain black olive pizza. So I'm sorry if you don't like black olives, but that's me. And the other 25% of the time, I tend to go with something that's more that I'm used to, like pepperoni or cheese or anything without pineapple, but that kind of thing. But I wouldn't choose a pizza that had, let's say, sauerkraut on it because it's not something I've ever had. So it's not something that I would be comfortable just getting on a regular basis, per se. So the Lord calls us to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. So spiritually, if we have never experienced God, it wouldn't make sense to crave him, would it? But if you have experienced God, you would continue to crave him, right? So I think that sometimes it gets blown out of proportion that an encounter with the Lord is this big interaction that it really doesn't have to be. An interaction with the Lord can simply just be running into a new person and having a short conversation or just smiling at someone. It can literally be as simple as that. However, before we can be filled, before that hunger and thirst, before that desire can be removed, we need to have a posture of dependence, meaning that we have to recognize that we have nothing. The Holy Spirit doesn't impart himself on us. He has to be wanted and welcome into our lives. We have to desire. We have to be hungry and thirsty for him. We have to seek him. That physical need of being hungry and thirsty, cannot be satisfied unless we find something to feed ourselves with. If you are hungry but you don't eat, you're still going to be hungry. If you're thirsty but don't find something to drink, you're still going to be thirsty. So likewise, our spiritual need of craving relationship with him and desiring his presence in our lives can only be satisfied if we're seeking him and making godly choices throughout our daily lives in order to live in relationship with him. Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So can we please God without faith? No. If we aren't seeking him, then what are we filling our lives with? So before I continue on, a key part of this verse is righteousness. It says, whoever hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. So what is righteousness? So immediately when I think of righteousness, Pastor Megan and I were talking about this, our minds jump to self-righteousness, an attitude of being, per se, let's say, better than others. But that's not what this verse is discussing, is it? Righteousness is conforming your earthly life to his word, designing the world to be as it was intended to be, as it was created to be. God's intention was perfection. Life in the garden was perfect until the fall for Adam and Eve. They were deceived. And those same sinful desires that Adam and Eve were up against, we fight every minute of every second of every day because of the fall. So how do we seek righteousness in our lives? By keeping the Lord as a priority in our lives, by obeying his commandments, by making sure our actions and our words glorify him. Life is not living within what's expected. It's releasing that control of our lives to him. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Blessed are those who yearn for him to invade their daily lives. Blessed are those who seek him first. Before we can be filled, we have to have this posture of dependence that I mentioned earlier. It's recognizing that we have nothing in our lives while trusting him with our life. So I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm someone that always wants to know what comes next in my life. What is my future going to hold? How many of you are like that? Okay, I have more hands than first service, so that's good. But you know what? At least for me, 99% of the time, what doesn't happen, or what I want to happen doesn't happen, but the Lord's goodness always shows through that. He's always faithful. In the Old Testament, we see the Lord bring life and restoration to Ezekiel, or to Israel through the vision of Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones. The Valley of Dry Bones, it was dust. And the Lord restored the bones, saying, I will put breath into you, and you will come to life. The Lord filled the bones that were turning into dust, who were empty, who were lost, with life, with purpose, and with passion. And that same breath that the Lord breathed into Adam and Eve, and the same breath he filled the bones in the Valley of Dry Bones with, he fills you and me with. He fills us with physical life at conception, and he fills us with eternal life at salvation. Salvation when we invite him into our hearts. The Lord not only filled the bones physically, but he also filled them spiritually. This is through his promise of Israel's restoration when Jesus comes back. This shows a space of healing, a space of restoration in our lives if we continue to seek him, if we continue to call out to him in times of need. In the book of John, Jesus said, I am the bread of life and I am the living water. Jesus used the physical analogy of eating bread and drinking water to fill that physical need inside in our lives, but he also used it to fill our spiritual need as well. It's a necessity in order to live righteously, to have him. To be filled daily. Being filled is a choice. We have to daily decide, am I choosing to be hungry for him? Am I choosing to be hungry for his word? And if you don't desire the Lord in your life, have you asked him into your life? As humans, we sometimes get lost in routine. Reading your Bible, worshiping, speaking truth over your life, and praying, this is seeking the Lord's will. But it is also has to be something that we actively do, that we do on a daily basis. We have to be careful. We have to remember to surrender to him daily. So, dear Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity today to gather together to seek you, dear Lord. I just pray that we all find a way to become filled in our lives, and if that we don't understand what that means, that we continue to ask questions, that we continue to seek you through every means, Jesus. We love you and we praise you. Amen.